This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Cassidy Hutchinson was a name and face unknown to most Americans. By the end of the day, she'd made history.
I first noticed there was ketchup dripping down the wall.
My burger's getting cold. Just give me the ketchup.
Okay, it's called ketchup. Say it right and you can have it.
No.
Say it. Say it.
No, I will never say it. I'd rather die than say it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Look, I believe Cassidy Hutchinson. I think she's a very, very smart, very capable, very honest individual.
Mr. Engel grabbed his arm, said, "Sir, you need to take your hand off the steering wheel. We're going back to the West Wing.
The bus is out of control."
That both the lead agent and the limo driver prepared to testify under oath that neither man was assaulted and that Mr. Trump never lunged for the steering wheel.
Haven't you got it yet? That's what I do. I lie. I lie and I lie and I lie.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That's the number if you'd like to give us a call. We'll take a lot of calls this hour. And it's a sad day. The last living World War II Medal of Honor recipient has died today, Woody Williams. He was 98 years old, and he's from West Virginia. He died, spent his final hours with his family at a hospital in his home state of West Virginia. And there were 473 in World War II, and he was the last of them. And the 63 living Medal of Honor winners honored Williams in a statement. Friends and family of Woody Williams knew him as a West Virginia farmer's son and the youngest of 11 children who dutifully supported his family after his father died. Fellow Marines knew him as the corporal who volunteered for a mission on Iwo Jima to clear a lane through enemy pillboxes that were destroying American tanks. He received his medal from President Harry Truman after the Battle of Iwo Jima in 1945. That was one of the most vicious battles of the war. He served as a flamethrower operator and is credited with destroying multiple Japanese pillboxes and other gun emplacements while virtually unaided and at great danger to himself. He wiped out position after position over the course of 4 hours, returning to U.S. lines only to refuel his weapon. He last appeared in public on Memorial Day when he participated in a veterans event in Huntington, West Virginia. That's it. So there's, remember Audie Murphy? I remember seeing all those movies when he made they were all cowboy movies. I think he wrote his autobiography was Only the Horse Changed, or some words to that effect. Now that I look back on it, he was, when he was making those movies, he was half my age, and he's been dead for 50 years. Time has marched on, but they were the greatest generation. There's no question about that. 844-500-4242. Oh, Cassidy Hutchinson has issued a new statement, and guess what? She issued it exclusively to CNN. Huh. Go figure. This is what her attorney said, Jody Hunt, who used to work for Jeff Sessions. Ms. Hutchinson stands by all of the testimony she provided yesterday under oath to the Select Committee. Let's see here. They're defending her, saying she spoke under oath. The committee did not ask Secret Service witnesses to respond to Hutchinson's testimony prior to Tuesday's hearing, Secret Service spokesman Anthony Guglielmi said in a statement Wednesday. We were not asked to reappear before the committee in response to yesterday's new information. I find that an interesting use of an adjective, new. New information. This happened 18 months ago. She's been interviewed four times, so she came up with some new information. And we plan on formally responding on the record. We have and will continue to make any member of the Secret Service available. 844-500-4242. The Secret Service has said that agents are prepared to say under oath that the incident Hutchinson described did not occur. Did not occur. Ingold, that's the guy she said was attacked, had previously testified before the committee and described the interaction with Trump on January 6th, but Ingle was not asked about an altercation or about being assaulted, the official said. Then there's Ornato. He's the other guy. He was the deputy chief of staff. He is known to have a strong relationship with Trump and his team, having been granted an unusual waiver to suspend his time on the U.S. Secret Service to serve as Trump's deputy White House chief of staff. So in other words, Trump got to know him when he was an agent, really liked him, and decided to bring him on the staff. 844-500-4242. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Even Franz Kafka couldn't direct this select committee. First thing you have to realize, as you know, is this witness is coached obviously by just one set of lawyers. She can say whatever she wants to under oath, because even if she was found in contempt of Congress or lying under oath, this committee would have had to take action, and they guaranteed her they're not going to take any action against her. She has no exposure legally to say anything other than the Martians landed on the South Lawn with the mothership and picked up Trump. I mean, it is the whole, and don't forget, this girl is going to be taken care of. They're going to put her at some liberal tank. They'll give her a job.
I was thinking maybe she's going to get a seven-figure book contract deal. She's 26 years old. You know, David Hogg, he was looking at going to some community college till he became the liberal spokesman. Now he's at Harvard. He still can't. He's barely literate, but he's at Harvard. So she can go to an Ivy League law school now, and she can pay her way through with the $2 or $3 million that she's going to get. I mean, she's set for life, Chris, isn't she?
Is it? Well, look at it this way. Remember this. This is the same crowd that grew up in the era to say never trust anyone under 30. And she's well under 30, and in this generation, you can't trust her. Can't trust any of them. And this is just another example of one of these people that got funneled into the White House basically to run around and do errands, and is now she's like Joe Biden. I mean, she's putting herself in the center of all these great historical moments that for 18 months no one ever heard of. But she kept a secret.
I know. You know, imagine this. You don't have to be in the White House and in the Secret Service, but imagine if your boss, whatever job you're at, tried to strangle you. Do you think nobody in the office or in the factory or wherever you, the pool, the health club, the barbershop, that nobody would ever find out that the boss had tried to strangle you? Is that believable? Not in the least. 844-500-4242. Let's see. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Howie, you do have a lot of courtroom experience, and I wonder if you can answer, now that the allegation has been made, doesn't the burden of proof shift to Donald Trump to show that he's not a witch? I mean that he didn't throw a plate?
Yeah, he's guilty until proven innocent. That's the standard for Republicans. That's what it boils down to here, you know. And they keep saying, well, and I mentioned this earlier. They say, well, you know, maybe some of the details are off, but some of it's true. What does that mean? There is a beast. He was the president of the United States. She had a job at the White House. I mean, you know, anything you say, something is going to be true in it, right? And what does it matter? I mean, the important facts or alleged facts are that he tried to strangle somebody and that he assaulted a member of the Secret Service. And that's, I don't think it happened. 844-500-4242. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
How about these mask guys, two of them, that have really ruined this country, Kerry and Schiff? I mean, both the damage the two of those men have done, because, I mean, Biden's getting led around by the nose by Kerry on this climate change, and Schiff, this whole hoax is ridiculous. There's not, he loves a good lie, doesn't he?
They all love good lies. I mean, how about Venmo? Remember Venmo with that Ukrainian thing? There was a quid pro quo deal, and Trump said he would cut off any kind of military aid to Zelensky and Ukraine if they didn't prosecute Hunter and Joe Biden. I mean, it was all nonsense. And then so in this case, fortunately, Trump said, release the transcript of the conversation. And they released the transcript of the conversation, and Venmo was obviously the source, either the firsthand or secondary. You know, maybe it was he told Schiff's office and then Schiff told the press, or, you know, one of the Democrat operatives at the Washington Post or the New York Times. And then they produced the transcript and they say to Venmo, is this the way it happened? And he said, yeah, that's it. So there was nothing wrong with it. He said, that's the way it happened. It wasn't doctored or anything. And so what was Schiff's response? He just goes up before the hearing and then makes up a whole new story, right? Because he has congressional immunity. He can lie with impunity. You can say, when you're on the floor of Congress, you have immunity from any kind of libel actions by the people you slander or defame. And you know, I guess, you know, the president of the United States, he can't really successfully sue under the libel laws the way they're written now. But, you know, think about someone who would do that to any other human being, let alone the president of the United States, just make stuff up out of whole cloth, knowing it's false. And he did it over and over again. Do you have evidence that the president colluded with the Russians? I do. I just can't release it right now. We're still waiting. Good thing none of us were holding our breath. We would have turned blue years ago. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. The Howie Carr Show.
603 says most libel protection operates in the presence of malice. Malice wouldn't be hard for Trump to prove. If you were a public figure as defined by the courts, it's almost impossible. I mean, look what happened with Sarah Palin. I mean, look what in the New York Times. I mean, you know, she was lucky to even get it to court. And She lost. I mean, that's what Clarence Thomas has been, you know, well, Trump has been saying he wanted to change the libel law to make it easier to sue so that they couldn't get away with this stuff. And I think people like Clarence Thomas would be amenable to that. But, you know, it's got to, you know, unlike what the New York Times said the other day, that the Supreme Court can just like grab cases and do whatever the hell they want. I mean, it's got to make its way through. And it's I don't see it happening in my lifetime, changing it. It's Times v. Sullivan. That's what they call the case. Times versus Sullivan. That's from like 1964. And that's what established this impossible standard that to allow public figures to sue. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What's your favorite condiment to throw against the wall in a fit of rage? Ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, or tartar sauce?
Tartar sauce for me.
Tartar sauce is coming in at 39%. 43% say ketchup. 10% say mustard. Only 7% for mayonnaise.
Yeah. I was thinking about dividing it up. French's American mustard or Grey Poupon. which is the mustard of the beautiful people. 844-500-4242. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie. You know, the problem is the left doesn't care. They watch TV, they watch CNN, and regardless of what they're, regardless if they're told the facts, shown the facts, they just don't care. They hear one thing, and all they go on is their presumptions and assumptions and move on. And then they keep talking about it.
Yeah, I know. You know, they'll be, you know, a year from now, Dave, you'll be at a party at the 4th of July, and one of your moonbat relatives will say, well, Trump tried to strangle a Secret Service agent. You know, it doesn't matter if Ingalls and the other guy go on, and if they actually are called before the hearing, by the committee, which they're not going to be, it doesn't matter. Then no one will see it. You know, it's like the old saying, a lie goes around the world in the morning while the truth is putting its pants on. And that's exactly what's happened here. Thanks for the call, Dave. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Howie, I moved to Connecticut several decades ago, but you're a funny man. I like listening to you. I just discovered you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm driving home. Look it. I really enjoy it. Anyways, you know, I've been watching this January 6th thing. They're basically creating a roadmap that they're going to throw out for the next 2 years, and Joe Biden is going to try to ride this thing as best as he can. But these people, they lie. They have no consciousness whatsoever. And it's a travesty that we're being put through this. Liz Cheney, I have family in Wyoming. I hope they ride her out on a big rail. She's an absolute disgrace. I don't know what her beef is with Trump. Maybe the fact that she's standing up for her old man and the Bush family. But you know what? I hope they really do throw her out and she never is allowed back in Wyoming.
I think they're definitely going to throw her out. You know, she was making an appeal to the Democrats to cross over party lines and vote for her against Harriet Hageman in the primary. But, you know, then she came out for the in favor of the reversal of Roe v. Wade. And so the Democrats hate her now, too. And I mean, it's just it was disgraceful the way that thing was run. She was just asking these terrible. It's not just the fact that it was all hearsay. It was the leading questions. You know, If you've ever been in a courtroom for very long, and again, I'm not a lawyer. I've just been an observer and a defendant, but mostly a reporter. You're not allowed to ask leading questions. You know, if you could just say, wasn't that orange man bad, that terrible, terrible person, and didn't he try to strike? You know, the opposing counsel would stand up and say, objection, Your Honor. My brother is leading the witness. But guess what? There is no opposing counsel. You can't even object. How about cross-examination? So did you actually see the president going through the slit in the beast? Which there is no slit in the beast. And oh, by the way, you said it happened to the beast. Are you aware that the beast was not used that day?
You know, it's sort of, remember John Lovitz, the liar? He was on Saturday Night yes. Live when it used to be good. It's no good anymore. It's horrible, actually. But when he used to say, yeah, I'm a businessman. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I went to the Wharton School of Finance. That's right. That's where I went. Okay, you know, like it was just being made up. This is what happened with him.
It happened again. He's Nostradamus for the 21st century. He predicted it on my show. Couple of weeks ago, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I'm just going over the cut sheet of the insanity that the Democrats say every day. Let's just start out. We don't have a lot of cuts from Biden. He's kind of hiding out in Europe. But let's play his cut 22.
Thank you. You know, I was asked about this one, about Finland and Sweden when each of their leaders came to the White House, and I said Putin was looking for the Finlandization of Europe. You're going to get the NATOization of Europe. And that's exactly what he didn't want, but exactly what needs to be done to guarantee security for Europe.
The fiddleization of Europe? The fiddleization?
He said that a couple of weeks ago on this subject, and he was so proud because he made up that term. So he trotted it out.
Yeah, he meant to say Finlandization.
Finlandization.
But he said fiddleization.
Either way, it's stupid.
He's going to turn Europe into a stringed instrument. What about the banjoization of Europe?
The actions taken by Putin were attempted, to use my phrase, to findalize all of Europe, make it all neutral.
Is he going to findalize it or fiddleize it? What's the difference? Okay. Now we're going to move on to John Kerry. Now, you talk about crackpot. Listen to that. Listen to this John Kerry cut. I won't even try to set it up. Cut 16.
The ocean is a source of climate solutions, and they can help to keep the 1.5 degrees target alive. For example, we need to spur the transition to green shipping. If shipping were a nation, shipping would be the eighth largest emitter in the world. In May, the United States and Norway announced a green shipping challenge for COP27 to help put that sector on a pathway towards full decarbonization no later than 2050.
We're going to bring oil across the sea on sail ship. When do you sails? Is that what the green energy is, or are we going to use galleys? Maybe we could go back to galley aircraft carriers. You know, just have people keep rowing the boats like they used to do in the Mediterranean back. There was a big battle. There were lots of Lepanto and Actium, all those galleys. Galleys were replaced by galleons.
Make Zeppelins great again.
Green energy. Green shipping.
Wow. It's the only way to fly.
Okay, now we're going to go to Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Fed. And again, this guy's being set up as and Lee Harvey Oswald, when his last words to reporters was, I'm being set up as the patsy. Now Jerome Powell is being set up as the patsy for the onrushing recession. Cut 17.
What did we get wrong? And that really was looking at these supply side issues and believing that they would be resolved relatively quickly. And that by that I mean there were going to be vaccinations, everyone would get vaccinated, so the millions of people who dropped out of the labor force would come right back in, so wages wouldn't be under such pressure. That didn't happen. For a range of reasons, it didn't happen. In addition, the bottlenecks and the shortages haven't been alleviated yet. And then on the back of that comes the new shock in the form of the war.
So it's the unvaccinated's fault that there's a recession. That's what's causing the high oil prices, the lack of baby formula. The unvaccinated. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. 844-500-4242. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah, Howie, thanks for keeping the dreams of 45 alive, and the red wave is going to deep 646 this coming November.
What is that going to do to our dreams of green shipping, though, Zebra?
The only green in shipping we're going to have is our money going down the toilet, as Bunker would say. There's absolutely it's the number eighth polluter. You know what one and two is? China's one and India's two. So what are we dealing with number eight for?
I agree, and that's who's polluting the oceans with the straws and that are choking the turtles. And the marine mammals. It's not coming out of the mouth of the Mississippi, or any rivers in the U.S. It's coming out of the mouths of the rivers in China and India. Thanks for the call, Zebra. 844-500-4242. I've been promising to do this for a while. I'm going to do it now. Let's talk about fireworks. You saw the story. The state police are getting ready to. They're lurking in the parking lots of all the fireworks companies in New Hampshire, and they're going to track people coming back into Massachusetts and then arrest them or cite them.
The papers, please.
Yeah. They're not so worried about the fentanyl dealers like Fats Caruso, who's going to be sentenced tomorrow in federal court, but they are worried about people buying fireworks. So the state of New Hampshire has issued a press release yesterday, celebrating with fireworks in New Hampshire this summer. Be safe, be legal. Be prepared before lighting fireworks. Never mix fireworks and alcohol and or drug use. As I was saying yesterday, what you do it before lighting the firework, hand someone else your beer.
Yeah, you don't want to get the wick wet.
That's right, exactly. And do not try to light the fireworks with your own cigarette.
Not while it's in your mouth, at least.
This is just so absurd. Keep spectators at a safe distance.
Is it a double jeopardy if I light my illegal firework with a Newport?
That's true. In Massachusetts, that is what's called an those are aggravating circumstances.
Everything's illegal in Massachusetts.
Technically, it is not illegal to be illegal in Massachusetts unless you're smoking a Newport or lighting a firework. 781, they are so full of crap. I live in Saugus, and all I hear is fireworks from June until October. No one ever does anything about that. Yeah, exactly. This is ridiculous. What's your best memory of fireworks in the around the 4th of July? 844-500-4242. Fireworks stores know their products. Ask for information about a product. If you were I got this dog next door to me, and he's barking all the time, so I want to scare the bleep out of him. What's the best firework you've got to scare the hell out of the dog? Make him run under the bed and not come out for 2 days.
Can I get me a Moab here?
There's this big catfish down in the pond. I want to blow him up. Can you recommend me? Can you give me a big bleeping cherry bomb that I can use to blow up that fish? There's so many bad things you can do with fireworks, but fireworks are fun. I like the damn things. 844-413. Don't light it with your joint either. I would assume now that marijuana is legal, I guess that in the old days the joints would be kind of they would have maybe have sticks in them or seeds, and everything would be exploding and it could set things off. I would assume that they're more standardized, shall we say, than they once were. So perhaps is it easier to light a firework with a marijuana cigarette or a regular tobacco cigarette? 603, how many wooden dummies are going to lose their arms lighting off firecrackers? Somebody pointed out last night that they keep using all these talking about B-roll, as the congressman from Montana was talking about a couple hours ago. B-roll of people, of dummies having their hands or their arms blown off by a fireworks. And you always know it's old because they have the heads on the dummies. Dummies don't have heads on them anymore because it's too, I don't know, too.
We don't want to assume their genders.
Yeah, exactly. What's the word I'm looking for? Wizard of Woke. What's the word I'm looking for?
Androgynous?
They have to be androgynous, though. 844-500.
Oh, it's too un-PC for them to have their heads, yeah.
508, my uncle was a cop in Worcester in the 80s, never seemed to run out of fireworks. They were being taken into custody, and some of them just fell out of the trunk as they were being removed to the storage locker. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Howie. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to all the state troopers for keeping me safe from myself with fireworks.
Yeah, we can all agree on that. Thank you. Thank you, the state police, to protect and steal our fireworks as we try to bring them back across the state line. Go ahead.
You know, it's times like these, Howie, where I feel the most free. You know, my favorite is after you finish your beer, preferably a glass bottle. you put the bottle rocket in the beer bottle and you just let them go. You know what I mean? That's those are my best firework memories, man. So peaceful, so relaxing. Never saw anybody blow their hand off. Never saw anybody missing fingers and thumbs.
No, we used to build these little models of little ships, you know, like toy ships. And you know what was great was an aircraft carrier. Because number one, they were easy to build because you could put the flat top right on there, and it didn't take long. But then when Halloween 4th of July came around, you just pry open the top, and you'd put the firecracker just inside, and you'd light it, and then it would be Midway. That would be a Japanese aircraft carrier going down. Leyte Gulf, Coral Sea, one right after another. Boom, boom, boom. 8-4-6-0-3. I went to the Joe Kennedy School of Fireworks. Yeah, that was, remember that? They're chasing people all over. They're going to be, these state cops are, they're bragging about it. They're warning people to scare them. They're going to chase people who are trying to bring some fireworks home. But Joe Kennedy, remember he set one of the twins on fire? He has the twin sons. One of them has red hair. That's the one that was the congressman. The other one had black hair. And he set the black-haired one on fire when he was about 11 years old. They took him to the emergency room, I guess, at Cape Cod Hospital. And, you know, they have these laws on the books. Everybody is a reporter? Is it? I forget what's the word they use. Is it reporter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Reporter.
So you know, if you're the nurse and you see someone burn with fireworks, you're supposed to report it. The doctor is supposed to report it. If a cop takes the call, he has to report it. Guess what? Nobody reported when Joe Kennedy set his son on fire. Just nothing to see here, folks. Move along. 844-500-4242-603 says, if I get caught crossing the border with fireworks, I just want to be treated like an illegal alien pulled over with no driver's license or insurance. Yeah, that's what I say about everything, you know? I ask for no special favors. Just treat me like an illegal alien, period. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. More talk about fireworks as we get through the evening. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr, keeping the hacks on their toes every weekday from 3 to 7.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
We gave you a gun and the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
Quagmire, check it out. I took 10 M80s and stuck them all together. I call it Peter Griffin's Bunker Busting Mega Ultra Super.
This is from the state of New Hampshire. Make safety preparations, such as having a fire extinguisher hose and buckets of water nearby. Also buckets of beer. It's important. 844-500-4242. Guy says, 781, I lived in Brooklyn till I was 28. In my teens, we were lighting off fireworks across the street from my house. I saw a bottle rocket in the air go directly into my fireworks bag. My father stuck his head out the upstairs window and said, what the hell's going on? He had to pull it back in quickly because a rocket would have hit him.
Was his father Mr. Garcia?
The people that had the best fireworks were the mafia and the cops. We bought ours from the mob. Yeah, that's it. That was John Gotti's big 4th of July in Howard Beach. He had a huge party. And I guess the cops brought in the cops, put them on sort of unofficial details, but I'm sure they paid them off and everything was closed off and everybody had everything they wanted, including a lot of fireworks. 844-500-4243 says Joe Biden wants to crack down on semi-automatic and ghost fireworks. Ghost fireworks. Gary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah. Hi, Howie. I was in the construction business and we did a lot of highway work and
yeah.
We had a lot of details and I got some of the greatest fireworks from the state police, and they were good guys, and I won't mention any names.
Yeah. I think back during Prohibition, the Prohibition agents had some of the best booze in the country, and it's the same sort of thing, right? 844-500-4242. Karina, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Karina.
Hey, Howie. I grew up in Vermont, so going to the fireworks store was always a tradition. But I just want to say I live in Boston now, and as you're exiting Boston on 93, going over the Zakum, there's a billboard for an advertisement for a fireworks store in New Hampshire. And, you know, to me, that seems a little bit like a trap, trying to send you up there and come on back.
You know, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. But, I mean, I guess you just got the first store is over the line. Those are the ones you have to worry about. It says that there are, in this press release from the state of New Hampshire, there are over 20 fireworks licensed retailers in the state. And you must be 21 years of age to, I guess that's true. Yeah, I guess that's obviously true. 844-500-4242. Never put any part of your body over a firework while attempting to light it. And never hold a firework in your hand while attempting to light it. Well,
what am I supposed to do with the Roman candles?
What about the little guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how am I going to burn the back of my hand if I don't have the sparkler in my hand? It's impossible to burn your hand unless you're holding it. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie. Hey, I live up in Freeport, Maine, home of the fabulous company L.L. Bean.
Yes.
And they put on a great fireworks display every year. A couple of years ago, real liberal nut job in town.
He
filed a lawsuit. Her pony has an anxiety disorder, and the fireworks were going to kill it. So the company offered to trailer it to a neighboring town, and she refused because it was really all about the authority.
Right.
The best part is a buddy of mine, Craig, who has differences with this lady, he ran into her and he said, you know what? Hey, if on the 4th of July those fireworks put your pony down, I'll try to soften the blow and I'll buy the meat from you. It was priceless.
I'm a horse, not a pincushion.
Yeah, you take that back. Mr. Ed told you off, Mike. One of the guys was asking me, do you still have dogs? And I said, no, I don't right now. But, you know, the great day is the dogs got older, the pugs lost their hearing. No more problems on the 4th of July. If you got a dog that's in good working order, it's a bad time for dogs. I'm Howie Carr.
I got to talk to somebody.